Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a mighty God we serve. Standing on the promises of the Lord, God Almighty, we bless the Lord for every day that He's given us and all the great and mighty things that He's doing in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for you are so marvelous and wonderful. Every day you allow us to breathe and have the activity of our limbs, the food, the clothing, the shelter. Glory to God. We just thank Him, glory to God, for everything that He's doing. Glory to God and the blessings of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. When I look at everything that goes on around us and what is happening, I'm telling you, there's nobody else that we can look to be it our creator, our deliverer, our burden bearer, our high tower, our strong tower. It's so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. We give God glory. We thank God, glory to God, for you today joining us on the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving. In the name of Jesus, we bless God, looking forward to a move of God tonight with the Word of God coming forth, none other than our prophetess, Michelle Benjamin, out of Columbia, South Carolina. We praise God. We've heard her a few times, and it's so much that God is doing in our lives and doing even in the midst of this prophet. So we're going to be attentive to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on this day. Amen. I also want to let you all hear a blessed praise song that God has blessed today that I was listening to earlier that I shared with some of the ministers, and I certainly would like for you all to hear it tonight. Some of you already probably heard it before, but it said, "What would you do?" What would you do if Jesus entered the room?
Thank you.
Into the room. He said, in his presence is fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. And he inhabits the praise of his people. What a mighty God we serve. It is just awesome, that worship and the kind of worship we should have in his presence. Because he said, glory to God, those that worship him in spirit and in truth. What would you do if he came into the room? Ah, praise God. In this temple, he's there, but are we allowing him to have free reign? What would you do? He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Messiah. Oh, my God, the El Shaddai, the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Mekadesh, Adonai, whatever we need, Jehovah Nisi, what the I am that I am, the Alpha and Omega, what would you do? Oh, in his presence, in his presence. In his presence, glory to God, we would just absorb being in his presence. Too many times we're so busy and running and doing, and even sometimes busy doing church work, and sometimes we pass the church going to church, but taking time to have him in our presence, the fellowship to bring in, and just that anointing, that, oh, to worship him. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. I just wanted to share that with you. It's been in my spirit this morning, and like I said, I shared it with a few other ministers and pastors, but a couple other people I didn't get around to, but I just said, I'll just do this in my spirit to pray. I mean, just to have it played tonight. Our scripture reading will come out of Psalms 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. From this time forth, even forevermore. Thus said the word of God, reading out of Psalms 121, praise the Lord, 1 through 8. Praise the Lord as we continue to govern ourselves accordingly. Keep for the attitude of gratitude and the spirit, glory to God, of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. That's, we'll strive for that daily and be to that place where it says in Psalms that I will bless the Lord at all times in his praise. Shall continue to be in our mouth. Praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. God, we bless you and honor you today and give you glory, for you are truly worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for this night. We thank you, glory to God, for Jesus, most of all, our Savior. Thank you, Father, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for, glory to God, blessing us with the armor that you've given us to put on. Thank you, glory to God, for all the great and mighty acts you're performing, doing. Thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we bless you tonight as we come together to celebrate you and to receive what this prophet has to say, what the Lord has placed in her spirit for us tonight. God, we pray that you continue to bless her. God, we know your word is already anointed, so we ask you to anoint her that she may be able to come forth and do what thus saith the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. You're the healer. You're the deliverer. God, you're the mind regulator, heart regulator. We thank you, Lord God, as you bless us and encourage us and inspire us and strengthen us, glory to God, to be able to go forth and do great and mighty acts. We thank you, Lord God, that we are praying that we continue to seek your face, our submission and obedience to your will, that we may have our light shining and to be on a hill. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us in our shortcomings. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless us, that we won't be in denial and justify this, that, and the other, that we will be in a place, God, it's me standing in need of prayer. Well, if somebody else needs prayer, we can pray effectively for those situations. We pray right now, glory to God, have your way. Pray for our families and loved ones. We pray, glory to God, for our church family. Pray for our nation, our leader of the nation, President Biden, and glory to God, our vice president. God, we pray for this pandemic, this thing be eradicated, but we pray for the body of Christ to come in alignment with your word, praying for forgiveness, praying for healing, praying for faithfulness, praying, glory to God, that this flesh will be crucified, that we will be on one accord and fighting the good fight of faith and walking, glory to God, in your anointing and your authority and not the isms and schisms and chaos and foolishness that's going on right about now. And some things need to be eradicated out of the body so our light can shine more to even deal with the world. But everything, glory to God, that's going on, we thank you for the prayer warriors and these prayer warriors that come on faithful. Thank you again for this word that's getting ready to be delivered by your prophet. We pray right now as we prepare ourselves to receive and hear what thus said the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. We're going to, glory to God, open our lines and prepare ourselves, glory to God, with plenty of time, glory to God, to allow the woman to, God, to come forth and share what the Spirit of the Lord has placed on the inside of her. We thank you, Lord God, for none other than Prophetess Michelle Benjamin out of Columbia, South Carolina, with Ashur into her church and her pastor and overseer, glory to God, Apostle, both of them are for Johnny Grant and his wife, glory to God, Deborah. We thank God for them as overseers. We pray, glory to God, that we bless her from opening her spirit up to hear through the teaching she's had through the years and also her desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. And so I bless God for her, and we've been talking the night before, praise God, about even the time that God has blessed us to come together. It's been, we were all in the church together down in Columbia, South Carolina, Ville Chapel, when we came out of Fort Stewart, Georgia, and Lord blessed and connected us then, so it's and been part of the organization called Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, and she used to be the secretary as well for some years. We bless the Lord for over the years. It's been now 20-some-odd years, but I can't remember whether it was 28 years, 29 years, 27 years, however, but the Lord blessed. And in the midst of it all, we thank God for still, even when we were disconnected from traveling, we've still been able to connect right back and went to the next page, the next paragraph, however. So we thank God for even both of our growth over the years and the anointing that's in her life. And truly, she's the one woman that will seek the face of God and glory God, a prayer life and walk in the power and authority of the gifting that God has given her as a prophetess. So we just thank God most of all. She's not about, you know, trying to exalt flesh or trying to lift up flesh, glory to God, for any glory. She speaks as the Lord give her to speak, and bless the Lord for the humility in her. And so I'm asking you now to open your hearts and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We thank God for, you know, we give people and talk about the accolades, and that's wonderful because truly we ought to be saying it when we know it's truth about somebody. not to exalt flesh or glory to God, put flesh on parade. But when I say some things about some people, truly I can say, because I know I got to give an account to the Lord, I don't care how no long I know you. If you're walking like the devil, I'm not going to exalt your flesh to tell you, oh, this is a woman of God, a man of God. But we have some liars out there. But nevertheless, I can tell you that truly from what I've known of her, and if she changed, that'd be a different thing. Same as I changed, I pray she speak truth. But in the meantime, we thank the Lord for being a servant of the Lord. Praise the Lord, and I bless the Lord for her and pray that she continue to be encouraged and strengthened. And as the Lord bless and maximize the anointing in her as she yield and avail herself to him as we pray ye one for another. So at this time, we're going to introduce, we already introduced, we're going to present to others, glory to God, none other than Prophetess Michelle Benjamin. Praise the Lord, of Columbia, South Carolina.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Good evening to everyone that's on the line. Amen. I pray all is well in everybody's household. I give God all the glory and praise for all that was said through Pastor B.J. Hubbard, because it's all him. And I'm still a work in progress, but it's all him. And we're just going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. There is just none like you. We thank you for strength right now. We thank you for the fresh wind of the Holy Spirit breathing on us at this time. Hallelujah. That you've given me, Father God, we thank you for anointing it in the name of Jesus. Your word is already anointed. So thank you, Father. We come in alignment with that you have already predestined and ordained for this word tonight, for our hearing, for our to go back and to read it, to go back to rehearse it in our spirit in the name of Jesus. We relinquish this time, this prayer service, this teaching, this preaching unto the leading of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you take over and control. You bring insight to us through your word. We surrender to you. You have your way. Take over and control as we go forth tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask that all that are listening, hallelujah, that it'll minister to their spirit, soul, and body. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the demonstration and power of your word tonight. We thank you for the living word, hallelujah, because you are the living word. We thank you for it being the living bread, for you are the living bread in the word. So we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Amen. Amen. I want to first start off that Pastor BJ and I was talking maybe a couple of weeks ago, and she was in my spirit and I was in hers, and it's always divine connection when she does call. And I was letting her know I enjoyed, I only got a chance to listen to Under the Influence. I think it was Evangelist Jenkins and Pastor Bird when I listened to it that particular night. And I said, it just really blessed me. And I said, I may have to take a few of them nuggets with me to maybe, you know, see how the Holy Spirit will run it through me whenever I'm asked at my church to bring forth a word, because it really blessed me. And so I was just sharing, when we just talking and talking about other things. And so she said it was upon her heart to ask me to bring forth a word. And I told her that I would be able to do it towards the end of July. And so we're going to do a part. I got two parts. One is Under the Influence. We're going to start with that. And the second one is Restoration of Hope. Restoration. And so we're just going to render it to the Holy Spirit. Under the Influence, when I think about being under the influence, I think of, when we're under the influence of whatever it is, it's an altered experience. It deals with our mind, our body, our speech, our walk, our thinking, our behavior, our emotions, whatever it is. And before being saved and walking just in my flesh and contrary to the things of God, in your drinking or what, you know, whatever substance abuse you were, I was using at that time, it would impair my everything. I was totally under the influence. My actions changed. My conversation changed. If I had too much to drink, my speech was slurred. Whatever else I was doing, it would alter my everything, my emotions, my mind, my body, just everything. At that time, we was doing a lot of smoking, you know, reefer. And it would take you from, if you were going through some type of anxiety or whatever it was, it would sort of make you mellow. And so it altered your emotions, your everything, your mindset, your mind just sort of altered it. Now, it didn't deliver you. It didn't heal you. It just pacified it. And so as I was thinking about that, I was like, wow. So in these last few weeks, I was started thinking about love and walking in agape love. And as I go forth now in a few minutes, I said, you know what? I want to be under the influence of love. And when I thought about it, there was a season in my life where the Lord taught me how to love my enemies. And my testimony is, it might have been around 2015, 2016. And I was working in at DHEC as one of the administrative supervisors. And as I was working, I was hired for a particular area, which was preventive health. And I was the assistant to the assistant and worked there for maybe about 5 or 6 months when the department, the WIC department, had lost their supervisor. And when they lost their supervisor, I didn't get asked now. I just got moved to the WIC department as the administrative assistant of the WIC department. Did not know anything about WIC other than when my children were babies, they were on WIC. That's all I knew. So when I went in, the person who did the little transfer told me, you know, you got it. I know you've got the capability to do it. So I said, okay. Well, behind the scenes, WIC is very detailed. It's very government. It's very statistics. It's numbers. It's just a lot going on behind the scenes. And so I had no knowledge of anything. So when I got placed in there, I felt the animosity because now I'm going to the employees who've been working there for 5 years, 10 years. You know, they had some tenure under their belt about WIC. So in order for me to learn, I had to sit with them to see what they did. I learned that within my time there that a couple of them applied for the position. And they said that they were not going to hire any of them, so that's when they transferred me down to WIC. All right, so there's the animosity there. Then when I was still learning, I went to my supervisor, and I said, I need some help in this area because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really lost. So when I went to her for training, she said, I don't know anything about WIC either. So I said, well, but you supervised the person who was here prior to me. So you never, she said, when I started my job, the lady was already there. The lady knew WIC from sun up to sundown, front hand, back hand. She knew WIC ins and out. So it was never, this is what being told to me, it was never a need for me to come down other than if there was a complaint on the floor, other than if the employee had to be reprimanded. That's all I really did, is what the woman told me. So I said, so you don't know anything about WIC. I don't know anything about WIC. Wow. What? So how is this supposed to sustain? So well, this went on for several months, just sort of blindly trying to work it. I knew how to supervise people, but I just didn't know what I had to learn for WIC. so lo and behold, a coordinator came through, and she came through, and she was doing a inspection on the WIC vouchers and different things. So she told me, she said, this, it was in a vault. She said, this vault is absolutely in chaos. I said, really? And she said, yeah. She said, do you not come and do, like, many inspections? I told her I had no idea that I was supposed to be doing many inspections. So she said, what? I said, I don't know anything about this job. So the little lady sort of took me under her wing for maybe a week or two, showed me what to do, all of that. Okay, so we're going along fine, she and I. For some reason, her heart sort of turned towards me in a bad way. So I'm learning, I'm pulling from her. I had a book to learn. Now, I'm the type of person, I sort of like a sitting where and being trained, sort of like a classroom sitting, you know, people sort of teaching you. But mine was, I was given a book, read the book. Okay, I'm reading it, but I don't have an understanding of the book. So anyway, all of this is sort of going on in my time at WIC, trying to make a long story short. I eventually we started having inspections, and we didn't do well on inspections. Well, now all the eyes are turned on me. I am the supervisor, so why are these numbers looking like this? Why is there backup traffic in the lobby? Why is this, that, and the third? Because, again, I said, I don't know what to do. So eventually they sent me maybe a few times out in another field in Lexington and other places to watch the administrative assistants there. Maybe that was about a day or two, and they pulled me back and told me, you need to be here. All right. So in the midst of all of that journey, I heard the talk from the employees, like, how they going to hire somebody that don't know what they doing? So they talked it loud enough where I can hear it. They would be behind doors. I'm coming down the hallway. I'm hearing them talk. It was really a chaotic moment for me because now people were talking about my posture, my position that I was put in. I would go to my immediate supervisor, and she really was no help. She's a prayer warrior, but she didn't know WIC. All right, so then through all of that, I got another coordinator coming through at telling me, we're going to start monitoring you, what you're doing, because now we're going to give you a test on what you're doing. I said, a test on something that I don't even know? Well, we're going to see how much you don't know. So I was tested. I read over the manual, prayed, did all of that. Didn't do well on the test. Didn't do well on the test several times. So now they're looking. Now I'm getting written up on something I felt I don't know anything about. Now, in the midst of that, a few of the people that took me under their wing now turning on me as enemies. Now they're talking about me as well. I felt like a Saul and David moment that just for no reason, out of the blue, I was being disliked. And then there was no one to help me that had knowledge of it. I even reached out, asked my supervisor to reach out to the woman who worked the job for close to 10 years before she got a promotion, if I could sit with her, if I can just sit with her for, no, she's too busy, she can't do that, but if you call her every now and then, so when I would call her every now and then, it go to voicemail. Okay. I'd leave a voice and mail, and she may email a question back, or she may do something like that. I'm like, okay. But I'm thinking, I need some time with you because this job is really crucial. Detail-oriented, numbers, statistics, vouchers, knowing how to take the vouchers and move them over at a certain time. It was very detailed. Didn't have any knowledge. So after all of that, now we're being watched, this particular area of WIC being watched, because Michelle that's in this position does not know what she's doing. I then went in defense mode because I said, I never asked to be placed in WIC. So now my natural man is now feeling like I've got to fight on my own behalf. You know, I'm praying unto the Lord. And it got so intense that the enemy got so fierce to me that I'm being talked to real ugly, adult to adult. They handled me very ugly. And I said, wow, oh, my goodness. And I would walk away very defeated, very let down. And I said, oh, God, wait a minute. What happened? Because I did ask for you this job, and I got the job upstairs where I thought that's where I was going to be, and then ended up down at Wittig. So all of this went on, all of this. So in the year of when we had that bad storm where the Columbia, South Carolina was flooding, I believe that was 2015, and that year is where it really started rolling down for me, where the enemy, I was in so much fear. I didn't want to get up in the morning because I knew what I was going to face. When I hear that a couple of the coordinators were going to come through that day, I would be in a panic. And that wasn't God. No, it wasn't. But I was in a panic because I knew I didn't know. I didn't know if I was asked a question. I didn't know whether they were going to come and give me a test. I didn't know. It was just a very ugly moment in my life. So in the midst of this, my supervisor was the supervisor where she would go into the big head director meeting. So as she was going to the meeting, I still sense like something is going to happen here, and it's not going to happen good. Again, I'm feeling like Saul and David. I'm feeling like David, where Saul was after him. I'm really feeling the pressure of it. I'm really feeling that person, like Saul was pursuing David, and David was hiding and, you know, going in caves and running for basically his life because of Saul. So this is how I felt. And I said, God, and I told him, and he said, yep. He said, they're after you. And I said, oh, my goodness. So now I'm praying, come, you know, destroying the enemy scriptures. You know, I'm coming at Psalm 27. I'm reading, I believe, from Psalm 35. I'm coming at annihilate the devil, just all of these warrior prayers coming at them. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just praying the prayer in my prayer time in the morning, taking communion, taking the blood over the situation. But guess what? Nothing ever ceased. It didn't cease. It was like it got more intense. We're still talking about being under the influence of love. So I got under the by one morning, I would find myself like calling out because I didn't want to. The fear had gripped me so that I didn't want to go into work. Well, that I didn't try to do that too often, but it was doing like a mental game on me. So in the midst of that, I said, God, this cannot be. I can't afford not to work, but what is happening? I need some relief. So as I went into prayer that particular morning, Holy Spirit said just like this, pray for your enemy. I said, pray for my enemies? I said, nah, I'm not feeling that because I know where you about to take me. I'm not feeling praying for my enemy. And it's somehow we can tell God or Holy Ghost what we don't want to do. And he's bringing assistance. But I knew, like, I'm not feeling like praying for my enemies because I'm not feeling that right now. I need you to come and annihilate the enemy at the root is how I need you, Father God, to move. That wasn't working. So he told me, well, you got an option. You can pray that or you can still stay there in the heat. Well, lo and behold, I started praying that. And I told him, I said, I'm going to start praying this, but I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to do this because you say do it now. So in the midst of that, I got in there, And I begin to read this scripture, Matthew 5. We're going to read from Matthew 5 and 43. I'm trying to read all of that. Yeah, Matthew 5, and we're going to begin at 43. Neighbors and Enemies is the title of it. It says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. So with that saying, you know, the Old Testament does say that, love thy neighbor. So because of the tradition of the Jews, they figured, well, if I love my neighbor, surely I'm not going to love my enemy. So they sort of walk like that. But the word is telling us, the living word says, but I say unto you, so now Jesus is coming and turning your out my perception all the way different. No, you're just not going to love your enemies. It says in 44, but I say unto you, you're not just going to love your neighbors and hate your enemies. This is my instructions to you. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, that's where I was. This is exactly how there were three women. Three of these women walked just like that towards me. They would smile and had a smug smile upon their face, but truly, they were setting me up for failure. It came through different departments that they are trying to fire you. The whole reason why you were put in that position was to be fired. I said, it was just a moment for me. All this happened in 2015. All right, so now the word says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. So as I begin to pray that, I would take communion over the word. Every morning I'd lift those women's names up before the Lord. I would read that scripture. I got to the point where it was under the, I was warning now, when I went in, I'm not feeling this. But by the time that word started ministering to my spirit, my soul, my body, it started shutting down my flesh. Glory to God. It started shutting down my anger. It started shutting it down. It started opening up my eyes that this is the direction that you're going to go. This is how you're going to defeat your enemy. When I would go and I know they would come, I wouldn't have the attitude of here she come. I would now see, I'm going to pleasantly see what I can do for her this day. So my tone changed. I'm under the influence of love, or how to love my enemies. My mannerism changed. My behavior changed when they came into the building, because they were coming different times. I'm aware what the plan is now. And I realized I stopped taking it personal and realized I was in a warfare. This is how I became free, because I became under the influence of learning how to love my enemy. They were truly an enemy. As I went on in the scripture, it says that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. They needed to see my love look like Jesus. That's what they needed to see. I didn't realize it then until I was almost out of it. Then I realized, because I fought during the time, I'm just leaving certain parts out, but I still fought because I didn't see them changing. I didn't see them changing for the good is what I'm thinking I'm going in for. But that word started breaking me down. It started being, my mind started changing. My mind was altered by the word, where it was bringing forth fear, anguish, anxiety. That word, my body started coming under the influence of the love for my enemies. It started breaking it down. My emotions came subject. God was doing a work in me. That's where it needed to happen in me. Hallelujah. It says that now, where are we? Still in verse 45. It says, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just as well as and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? If I just love those who just in my circle, what does that prove? That's easy to do. It's easy to love my prayer circle. It's easy to love the believer. It's easy to love my brother and sisters in Christ. Okay, it's easy to do. Do not even the publicans the same thing? Even the publicans love the people around them, but there needs to be a distinction in the love of Christ. I am supposedly those who despitefully use me, I am to pray for them. Those who despitefully persecute us, we are to pray for them. We are to love them. That's an enemy. Love your enemies. I had to learn because of my makeup to learn how to love my enemies. With an enemy, I would easily just cut you off. Ain't no need because I know you're an enemy. No need for me us to socialize because I know you're an enemy. But that way the Father couldn't be reflected through my walk. If I cut you off or if I chose to go toe-to-toe with you, you yelling and screaming at me, I need to yell and scream at you. Who you talking to? One of those mannerisms and emotions could have risen up. And then really for sure got fired because they kept pushing those type of buttons that wanted a response from my flesh. And I remember many days I would go in my office and close the door and just cry because I told the Father, I don't get it. I don't know why you put me in a place such as this. All right, hallelujah. It says, and if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? So there's no difference. There has to be a distinction. We have to make sure our love looks like Jesus in every aspect of our lives. We have to make sure, and that's a prayer of mine, grant my love to look like you, Jesus. All right. 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So even as I get ready to close this section and prepare for the second, I wanted to share by being under the influence of the love for my enemies came where it altered my flesh. It altered my emotions. It altered under being under the influence of the love of God. It altered my behavior towards the people. At the end of the day, I did get terminated. It wasn't the way they desired because from my understanding, they set it up when the flood came. I was going to be fired the weekend before the flood came. It was raining. I mean, the weather wasn't that bad. So this is what I was told through different people because yes, I had some friends that worked in HR. It would get to me. And so they were saying, let her know that there's some paperwork that has gone up. When the paperwork goes up, when she comes back to work like that, it was a weekend and we went to work that Monday. The flood was shutting different departments down. So, it was a Sunday. I think it was a Sunday when the person told me that they're going to write you up and possibly terminate you that week. So when I went to work that Monday and Tuesday, I think the weather started shifting at that time. So now they're closing the different departments up because of the way the weather was coming and, the flood moment. And so after that, I think it was either that Tuesday or either that Wednesday, they shut our department down. Well, as a matter of fact, they shut the state down because of the way the flood had started coming in. We was off, I think, a good week or two before going back to work. So when I returned back to work, they said, let Michelle know that the paperwork, because it was signed the week of the storm, of the flood, that it is null and void because of the flood. The time expired. Well, I guess when you write a person up or terminate them or whatever, you have to do it in a certain amount of days. But that time had expired, so they couldn't go back through and write me up again. The time had expired on that write-up and termination. They couldn't get rid of me the way they wanted to get rid of me. And I bless the Lord for the obedience of praying for my enemies. But when it came back around again, they terminated me because they said that I did not call a specific person, one of my supervisors, on a particular incident that happened. I didn't involve her in it. And granted, I didn't. I got my book out. I began to read my book, follow what it says do. So I did that thinking, okay, I should be good and probably no need to call the coordinator on this because I think I'm doing this right. But anyway, make a long story short, I didn't do it right. So at that point, we got new people coming in. They called the new people to come in who didn't know me, didn't know the situation, but wrote me up stating that I went against policy and they had to terminate me. So I'm going to stop there, but I just wanted to say how that transitioned my life to know when I have an enemy, what to do for my enemy. God didn't want me to pray that fire and brimstone prayer for that situation. He wanted me, he needed Michelle altered to know how to combat the enemy. He needed Michelle's eyes to be enlightened to know how to combat the enemy. He did not need my emotion in the way. So that's why I share with you tonight, being under the influence of knowing of the love of God for your enemies. All right. In Jesus' name. All right. The next part, hallelujah, is restoration. Y'all give me 1 second to get a sip of water. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Restoration of hope. We're going to go to Lamentations, the 3rd chapter. Thank you, Lord God. Be glorified. Here we go. Lamentations 3. Pastor DJ mentioned restoration. So got to just sort of thinking about it. And so many things that I have been restored in my life and different things. But I dealt with something current in my life. And it was about hope. I had lost hope in a particular situation. And this morning when I asked the Father, I said, I'm not sure what direction to go tonight concerning restoration. I'm really not. There's a whole lot of areas to walk in, but I just need to know which one you want it to go forth tonight. And so he took me to Lamentations, the 3rd chapter. And basically, hope is never deferred. And so as I went to read about Lamentations, a little bit about Jeremiah was the prophet used at that time because Jerusalem had fallen in the hands of the Babylonians due to the attack on Jerusalem that brought an end to the southern kingdom. Jeremiah was the prophet for that time frame. And so he experienced destruction, pain, and sorrow. He even experienced depression because of the sin of the people. Babylonia now was over everything. Everything was just a lot of anguish, a lot of destruction, a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow. And so Jeremiah was the prophet, as we know, to talk to the people, share with the people what's going on in the land. The people weren't hearing Jeremiah. So Jeremiah was really distraught, just really, like, distraught in a dark place. The people were in a dark place. Jerusalem was in a dark place. The prophet was in a dark place. It was just a lot going on. So I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to pick up at verse 8 because all of that is really, like, his heaviness. He's sharing his heaviness. He's sharing his sorrows, his gloom, doom, and despair. He's just sharing where he's at and the people. So I'm going to pick it up at verse 18. And so as Jeremiah moves in, he says, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." I have been there recently. Within the last month, not last, I'm sorry, beginning of the year, latter part of last year, coming into this year, I had a letdown moment. Through my letdown, sorrows, affliction, my hope was lost. I sort of felt right here with Jeremiah. We all deal with afflictions. We all are hit. Certain areas in our life, our family get hit, and sometimes it may affect us. And my hope in a certain matter had gotten lost. It just got lost because of the downfall I saw of this particular person's life that didn't have to be. I saw the downfall, so I'm just thinking, why did you make this foolish decision to cause you to be in this place? You had a great support system. You have a praying family. You have people encouraging you. Why did you make this decision? So my hope, I was disappointed with this situation and this particular family member. So I'm sort of feeling a little bit like Jeremiah. Then it says, 19, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. So right here, he's remembering his affliction. He's remembering it has a tendency, even when it's not like in front of you, it has a tendency to sort of rehearse itself, maybe when you're in a quiet place, when you're laying down in bed, when you just sort of, it has a tendency of creeping back up on you, the thought of it, the process of it. Amen. It's just a situation, and the situation is dealing with my grandson, my oldest grandson. He is incarcerated for the second time, just foolish decisions and just foolish decisions that he made, intentionally made, just under the influence of the bad substance. Okay, so my heart went out because I'm thinking, what happened? I lost my hope there. I was miserable for the fact that we just got you out of jail. And less than a month, you back in there again hurt my heart. It crushed me. Because I had a talk with him, I'm trying not to cry, but I had a talk with him. You know, destruction come before a fall. That's the word. So I talked with him about it. Yeah, Grandma. And sure enough, that moment within that work week, he has been in jail. The first time he didn't stay that long. The second time, it has worked on around a year. He spent his 20th birthday in jail. I'm hurt. I was hurt by that. But God, we'll continue. So I felt the affliction of that. I felt the sorrow from that. I felt let down. I felt family members let me down. Your daddy let me down. Your mama let me down. Your stepdaddy let me down. Who praying? Who cutting off? Who doing warfare? I felt like I was the only one. This was me. Hope lost. All right, so then it's verse 20. My soul has them still in remembrance. Like I said, I would think about it. I would think about it, just, and it would almost try to plague me again. And I just had to, okay, let me just stop thinking about this. Let me, when I see their, his father's phone number come up on my phone, I'm like, oh, my God. And generally it was something going wrong. When his mother would call me, something's going wrong with this grandson. All right, here we go. And it, and verse 20 says, my soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. These afflictions that we go through, these sorrows, these letdowns, it affects our members. So I just lost hope. And in all honesty, I felt God had let me down as well with the prayer. So anyway, the second time he got arrested, I was coming through my daughter's kitchen, and the Holy Spirit said just like this. He said, I got him now. Trust me. Trust my process and what I'm going to do with him. You trust my process. I've got him now. And he said, just like this, believers, do not pray anymore. If ye hit your spirit, you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven concerning Jay. Don't do another prayer concerning the matter. And to confirm his word, he sent a prophetess who didn't know anything about Jay being arrested for the second time. And she knew the first time, but she didn't know it. And when she called, she asked about him, and I told her the situation. We went into prayer, and to confirm God's word, she said, prophetess, do not pray another prayer. She said the exact thing Holy Spirit said. She said, because God said he is going to move now on your prayer. He is going to move. So don't, no need to pray no more, because he's moved. So my hope started getting revived because of the way the Lord came. Verse 21, in the midst of my affliction, in the midst of my letdown, in the midst of my sorrows, in the midst of me thinking nobody was doing anything else concerning his family, 21 says, this I recall to my mind. I had to recall it in my mind. Therefore, I have hope. I had to recall, although I'm in a spot like this, like Jeremiah, afflicted for whatever reason, whoever's on the line feeling afflicted, let down, woe is me, is God hearing me, is he going to move? There is hope. Hope in God's faithfulness towards the matter. My hope was restored because I began to think about the faithfulness of God. Then I got the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation. He said, what are you hoping in? Your hope is in the grandson. Your hope is in the children. Your hope is in his daddy. Your hope is in that situation. Your hope is where your trust is. So he said, now where's your trust? And I had to, glory to God, I had to regroup. I had to push the reset button and actually know how to trust in the Lord with all of my heart. My hope is in where my trust is. My hope. And so when I'm getting that and I'm doing it daily, I quote it daily, my hope is in Jesus. My hope is in God.
I put my trust in you that day. I was getting let down, looked like, from the job, from people, from all of that. And he told me, where's your hope? You putting too much trust in that situation, in the situation, instead of putting it in me. Because I will never fail you, and I will never forsake you. All these years in the Lord, and he had to, I appreciate him rehearsing it, bringing it back to life. Hope. My hope is not deferred because of his faithfulness. Your hope is not deferred because of his faithfulness in a situation. Glory be to God. Verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. This is why our hope is strong, because it's of his love, his mercy, his faithfulness that we do not perish. Whatever hits us from the left to the right to the front to the back, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. We're not going to perish. Recall it back to your mind how God was faithful in that situation last year. He the same God. He does not change. He's the same God. He will move. He may move in a different way, but he is the same God. Hope. Hope. Hope in him. I think over in Psalms 25 and 5 it says, I put my hope in the Lord all day long. In my moment, the Lord guided me into that scripture, and I quote it every day until I get it under the influence of I'm going to put my hope in the Lord all day long. Hallelujah. It says again, I've read that, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion, his unfailing love fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Our hope is in his faithfulness. Our hope is in these new mercies every morning. Hallelujah. Hope is in the Lord's faithfulness. Hallelujah. He's going to be faithful. He's going to stand by his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to the God. Because of the Lord's faithfulness, love will not perish. We are in covenant with God. And so in his faithfulness towards us, they are new every morning. Every morning we get up, it's new. That whatever situation we went through today, it didn't cause us to perish. It didn't cause us, we wasn't consumed by it. We are aware of it, but we're not consumed by it. Hallelujah. Because of his faithfulness. Glory be to God. The 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Hallelujah. He is my portion. He sets everything in place. He is my portion. He is my provider. He sets it all in place. Says my soul, says my heart. The Lord is my portion. Is he your portion tonight? Hallelujah. Not just by in word, but by in action. Is he your portion tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, will I hope in him? My hope was restored. Because I stopped depending or putting it all on other people. Because I got tired of being let down by people. This is current for me. Latter part of last year, coming into this year, I got tired of being let down. And the Lord told me, like I said earlier, because your hope is where you're trusting. If you're trusting in that situation and it let you down, you go into a spiraling moment. I don't stay there, but I go into a spiraling moment, but it's no need. because my hope needs to be trusting in God, in the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So we do have to learn how to wait on the Lord, especially if he's spoken. God going to stand by his word. If he spoke it, he didn't give us a time. He don't have to give us a time frame. His word is his word. And he's going to bring it to pass. We just need to believe it. We just need to trust in his word. We may need to even rehearse it. God, you said this, and I believe what you said. I believe what you said. I tell him every day, he told me, when I pray, when you think about your grandson, and which is all the time, he said, I want you to, he gave me instructions, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So my trust is in that scripture. My trust is in what he told me concerning the matter. So when I hear bad reports, I say it in front of my family, thy kingdom come. That's my answer to them. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ma, you ain't got nothing else to say? Mm-mm. Thy kingdom come. I'm not coming in agreement with what all y'all saying. Thy kingdom come. This is what God told me. So my hope is in his word. Glory be to the Father. And not just my grandson, but any of my situations now. We speak the word. Not like I haven't been doing it, but like I said, because of certain hits come, afflictions, certain things come upon us that may sway us to the left or to the right, but like the tree planted by the river. Now, I'm not going to go down. I'm swaying, but I'm not going down. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father. All right, I think I'm coming to a close. We have to learn how to wait for him, to the soul that seeketh in him. We have to be people that seek the Lord, not just every now and then. Not a part-time lover. We have to learn how to seek the Lord, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. I'm coming. I'm seeking you. With my sorrow, heart full of sorrow, I'm seeking you. With my heart full of whatever burden, I'm seeking you because I can cast this to you. I can give this to you. Talking about hope being restored tonight. Hallelujah. That's what restored. He's restored my hope and restoring. He's still doing. I'm still in the process. Verse 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. This is where I am with my grandson and other situations that have come in my path. I'm good because I am both in hope and quietly waiting for the salvation of the Lord. I hope you all were encouraged tonight. I do want to say this through these afflictions, through this despair. Never, though afflictions and despair may come upon us, burdens, sorrows, they do not have the last word when God is our hope. Y'all be blessed tonight. I love you. Continue to keep me in prayer.
Glory be unto God. Make that last statement again. When affliction and sorrow come, what did you say?
I said affliction, sorrow, and despair never have the last word when God is our hope. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Never have the last word. Thank you, Jesus. This too shall pass. Praise the Lord. What a powerful message tonight. Glory be unto the Most High God. I praise him for all that God has said and done tonight with this word. Before we go any further, I'm going to open the lines and find out if there's any prayer requests. Then if there is, we're going to have the prophet praying. And we do have the apostle on it. And if Pastor Burton is still on, I don't know if Pastor Burton made it back from her engagement or whatever she had to do, but I definitely want them to respond. Hopefully we'll have enough time to do that. Just want to
We have quite a few, about 17, 18 people on, so I'm trying to open all the lines while I'm talking. So anyone that have a prayer request now that their lines are open, we want you to make that. Now, we're not responding to the remarks right now. We're just trying to take any prayer request, and maybe somebody that's going through some situations that they may want prayer, maybe somebody's heart where they've slidden back and need some yokes to be destroyed, and maybe just standing in a gap for someone. But we won't take those. We got quite a few, so we're not going to make them lengthy. So whatever that request is, we want you to make it now.
Thank you again for the word.
Praise the Lord. All lines are open now, so you can respond.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm requesting prayer for my grandson.
Okay. What's your grandson's name? Just the first name.
Joseph. Joseph.
Okay.
And also for my husband, John.
Joseph and John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so you don't have any specific that she can pray, or just want you just to pray?
Okay, for my husband, I'm sick, and for my grandson, he had a car accident, so things to work out for his good, in favor of him, concerning the car accident.
Okay. Prophecy, go ahead. Benjamin?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she said her son, her grandson had a car accident. Pray for that outcome and also for her husband. I think she said he was sick. John.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing a list of things. Okay. All right.
Okay. You
so
want to go ahead and down. Pray for this, and then we'll try to get the list in a minute then.
Okay. Well, Father God, we do thank you for this woman of God. We're going to believe your word concerning her grandson that was involved in a car accident. First of all, we thank you for how nothing chaotic came out of that. But we're thanking you for divine healing. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for that they are waiting to happen. We thank you for your movement concerning her grandson, Joseph, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping him his limbs and just blessing him, Father. Whatever that prayer is concerning Joseph and this accident, hallelujah, we thank you for the good report. We thank you for moving miraculously. We thank you for stepping, being their portion concerning this matter in the name of Jesus. We also lift up her husband, Joseph, for healing. We come in alignment with your word. You sent your word to heal the diseases and deliver us from all destruction. So we thank you for your divine healing tonight upon his body in Jesus' name. We apply the blood upon his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We command everything in that body to line up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yeah,
amen.
The grandson is Joseph and the husband is John. But praise God, we know God knows that it lined up with who it was. Just want to put it on the airways. Okay, anyone else that have a prayer request now, we want to go ahead and take those. We want not to linger along, so if you don't have one, then we'll move forward. But anyone else have a prayer request tonight?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Benjamin, Prophet Benjamin. I would just like for you to pray for my daughter. I know we've been praying for it on the prayer line off and on, but as many prayers I can get, I thank God. For my daughter Teresa and my other daughter Catherine. As Teresa is on the dialysis, I don't know if she's on the phone or not, but she's on the dialysis, and she's supposed to be in line for a kitten, but they're trying to get my other daughter, my baby daughter, Catherine. She's supposed to be going to be fit to see if she's going to be able to give her the kitten after they got to check her out. She got to lose just a little bit more weight, and they're going to go for that. So I'm asking you, if you will, pray for that. And also my nephew, his name is Eddie, they call him Eddie Boy. They say he has some infection in his blood. and they're giving antibiotics right now, I think that's what it is, if I'm saying the word right. So those are two that I'm asking you to pray for, if you will.
Okay. We're taking that, and she's going to pray in a few minutes. Anyone else? We're going to take all the prayer requests now so she can be able to take all of them, and then that way we're going to take remarks. So is there anyone else on that line?
Yes, ma'am. My dear friend, Georgia Duren, her daughter, Tracy, is scheduled to go and get her bone marrow transplant. I believe it's this week. So we are thanking and praising God for rejection and just a good report from that in Christ Jesus' name. The young lady name is Tracy, and her mother name is Georgia Duren. So believing and trusting God that everything's going to go well with the bone marrow transplant. Thank you.
That's the last one? Okay, if that's the last prayer request. Hello?
Praise the Lord. That was my brother, Eddie Borshute, Aunt McLean was talking about. Now they're saying that they want to take off his toes. They're saying the infection is in his toes. Please lift him up in prayer. And also myself, my name is Rachel, and keep the whole family up in prayer, please.
Okay. The same one she said Mother McCormick was asking about with the nephew about the infection. That's who Rachel was talking about. It's her brother to pray for that situation and herself as well and family.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Is it Charles? What'd you say your brother's
Hello?
Name?
His name is
okay.
Eddie Boy. We call him Eddie Boy. His real name is Charles.
Okay, Charles. Okay, so we can know Charles and Eddie Boy is the same person. Okay, then, if that's the last prayer request, I'm going to allow the prophet to go ahead and pray, and then we'll take the remarks afterwards. So, prophetess, we'll turn it over to your hands for the – you wrote down those or do what you need to repeat them?
I have them.
Okay, then. All right.
Yes,
then. We'll just listen attentively while you pray then.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Father, we're coming to an almighty God. Hallelujah. You said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to your throne. So as we and all the hallelujah requests and all the people on the line praying, we pray by faith. Hallelujah. We're believing the word of the Lord. We thank you now. We're going to call them by name. But, Father, when we pray, we believe in. Hallelujah. You said whatever we desire when we pray, believe. Hallelujah. So we thank you for how we are coming together in faith, believing for these miracles, believing for you to intercede, believing, hallelujah, your word. You were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was upon you, and with your stripes they were healed. Not getting ready to. You already did this. They were healed. Healed already. So we're just calling forth the manifestation of your word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we lift up, hallelujah, Mother McCormick's daughters, Teresa, for the kidney. We thank you, Father, for even her sister, I believe the name is Catherine, that has to lose the proper weight and everything is going well there, that she comes down to the weight that she needs to, where that her sister can be the donor to her in the name of Jesus, and that when they do this surgery, that again, that the kidneys match, there is no rejection, and everything will operate and function in the way that it should be in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch their bodies even now. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ upon Teresa. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ upon Catherine. Hallelujah, that everything will be well. It is your report that we're going to believe in Jesus' name. We thank you for, hallelujah, even when that time comes for the actual surgery, that you will already handpick the surgeons, anesthesiologists, Hallelujah, all of those that need to be in the room, we thank you for even sterilizing the room with the blood, sterilizing the equipment, that everything will be well in Jesus' name. We give you this request, Father, knowing that when we leave this place, that you will do it. You're going to stand by your word. So you thank you for our faith. When we pray, we don't have to ask you again. We're just going to go in a praise mode. We're going to thank you for the kidney operation. We're going to thank you for Catherine as she has that surgery, that everything goes well with the kidney and even with Catherine in Jesus' name. So we bless you, Father. Continue to bless Mother McCormick going in and going out. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you, God, for how you're going to move miraculously in that home in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're praying for Rachel's brother. They call him Eddie Boy. You already know the situation in reference to the infection in his blood system, and now they're stating that they have to probably remove a toe. But, God, you know all things. We thank you if that is needed. We call forth the blood of Jesus to run through the body of Eddie Boy right now. Hallelujah. Coming at every infection, every infirmity in his body in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah for the proper, hallelujah, things that he needs to do. I don't know whether the toe actually has to come off, but if there is a surgery, that it be a successful surgery in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We come against the infirmity in his body in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. You sent your word to heal. So we're standing on your word. Your word is powerful. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you right now for encouraging Rachel, hallelujah, his sister, hallelujah, to speak the word in the midst of the situation, to hold fast in the midst of the situation, to cast your care upon the Lord because he cares for you in Jesus' name. And remember to hope, hallelujah, the situations that you all find yourselves in, I thank you for his mercies upon it even now, hallelujah, and you will not be consumed. With it. They will not be consumed with it because of his love and because of his word in Jesus' name. We lift up Tracy in reference to the bone marrow transplant. Hallelujah. We come in agreement with the praise that has already gone forth. Hallelujah. That it will be a successful surgery with no rejection. And we thank you, Father, for the peace. We ask you, thanking you for calming them. Hallelujah. We lift up Miss Georgia, hallelujah, that as they pray the word and they believe the word for that bone transplant. We give you praise. We ask that you bless the hands that have the surgeons, the doctors, the anesthesiologists. We apply the blood on all the surgical instruments that are used, and we thank you, hallelujah, that when that surgery is completed, that they all will be healed and made whole. We thank you, Father, for the healing upon their body. We release the healing virtue upon Tracy. We release the healing virtue upon Eddie Boy. We release the healing virtue, hallelujah, upon Teresa and Catherine. We release the healing virtue upon John and Joseph. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the demonstration and power of your word tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory for the word and glory for his servant. At this time, we're going to ask Gloria, our Apostle Burton, if she's still online, praise God, for any response or remarks or anything God dropped in her spirit.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I enjoyed you, Apostle Evangelist Benjamin. I tell you, that was a powerful word from the Lord, and I thank God for you allowing God to share with us what the things that you walked through. I've been there, and I tell you, it seems like most of the time, family members is a time, but when God can teach you how to love in spite of, I believe we got it made with the Lord. So I bless the Lord for everything you said, and I'm under the influence of love, too. People tell me sometimes, because you know how sometimes you share things with people that what happened with your family, and they say, if I was you, ain't no way in the world. But in the spirit, God saying, no, you can't do that. You can't act like that because you got to walk in love. And you got to keep doing for them when you might not want to. But just like you say, you got to push that flesh aside and let God have his way. So I appreciate and praise God for the word of God that came forth. And you know, having hope in God, I was speaking today, have faith in God. And when we got all our hope and faith in God, we can get through anything. So I appreciate you, and I sure would like to see you soon. Bless the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if Prophet is on the line or not. You there? Bird. And if you're not, praise God, we'll go on from Brother Black on down, anyone else that has any remarks from that point on. But I don't know whether he may have to leave the line, so I'm going to ask him to go ahead and share and thank God for him and believe in God for continuing to pray for him for the surgery that got to come up with laser surgery for his eyes. So y'all keep him in prayer. Okay, Brother Black, Minister Black. Then after that, whoever follows through, we want to not leave open air time. If you got something to say, we're just going, as soon as that person finishes, you just go ahead and flow with it. Brother Black, are you available? If not, anyone else, after this, you can go ahead and share.
We're all together, all the time.
Well, praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Turns out family life can be.
Go ahead.
We have the television on in the background. Would you kindly, out of all due respect, mute your phone until you get ready to speak, please? Whoever has the phone line open with the noise in the back. Thank you. Is that Minister Brenda? Who was ever getting ready to speak? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Benjamin, I just thank God and praise God for that mighty word that you brought forth tonight. Even in the part where you told about your testimony, but how you let God teach you how to love your enemy and how God changed your attitude. He changed your emotion through the word. And how you let him teach you how to love them, even the ones that came against you. So that helped us to teach us that we got to let God do it and not we ourselves. Because when we let him, we get under the influence of the Holy Spirit and let God do it, then people see a difference and see a distinction of how we can love people or how we react to people. So I just thank you for that word. And then even in the book of Lamentation, where you brought out how Jeremiah was going through, he was depressed and disappointed, and how you were disappointed with your son or your grandson. So, but you had to let go and start looking at the circumstances, what you're going through, and what your grandson was going through. You had to give it to God, and then God had to teach you how to intercede, not prayer, but just let him teach you how to pray in regards to that situation. So that was very motivating for me. So I encourage you to keep on letting God do what he's doing in your life, and take you up to higher heights and deeper depth in him. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. I want to say thank you. I want to give glory to God for the message on tonight, Prophetess Michelle Benjamin. Excellent message, praise God, on what you're under the influence of, and sharing that testimony, praise God, was really a blessing. Not too many people become as transparent as you were in sharing that. So that's a message in itself. So I thank and praise God. And I always learn that, praise God, if we do it God's way, it's going to help us, praise God, and let God deal with the ones who bring about the aggravation in our lives. Because I've read, I think it's in Thessalonians, that God, it's a righteous thing for him to recompense them that bring trouble to us. and I want to say sometimes we must be careful because of who we are, praise God. Our words are extremely powerful, so even in praying, we have to be cautious about how we pray sometimes, especially if we're not praying in love, praise God. Because, and if we do it God's way, you'll see the amazing, wonderful work that God does on the inside of us. And as long as you're walking in love and making sure you're not putting anything before the Lord, praise God, you'll see the amazing thing that happened in you, in your life, praise God. And I thank God for the restoration and those scriptures. They were perfect, praise God, from Lamentations. Absolutely excellent, praise God. And I put a little note. My senior pastor, who's deceased now, he mentioned one thing. He said, "Don't get attached to anything in this world. You better not get too attached to anything in this world." And I said, "That's a very wise saying." And what your message was important, and it really spoke to my life. Because I just had to have a talk with my son just yesterday, praise God, and was sharing with him, you done had enough word on the inside of you not to be making no foolish choices at this point in your life. But I tell you what, now I know that the enemy comes to try to get us to not walk in faith, not walk, praise God, in the hope of God. But I thank and praise God that I remember, I put myself in remembrance of what God has said to me concerning the matter and concerning the word of God, praise God. And I thank and praise God that I hope in God. If God says I will perfect that which concerns you, that's what I stand on, and I thank and praise God. I tell you what, if you don't be careful, if you don't quickly recover and remember God and what God has said, praise God, hallelujah, sometimes you be up all during the night, and I've told myself time before, I said, Lord, if you're going to stay up, why since then I stay up? I need to go ahead on and go to sleep. But that stuff, it will bother you a little bit. But I remember one other thing, and I'm going to hush my mouth so somebody else can say something. I know too much about the word of God than to be worried and let the devil stress me out over these decisions that these grown people make for themselves. So, yes, God wants us to pray, believing that we receive. And once you stand on that word and pray, believe, and praise God, God going to bring it to pass because he honors his word. Glory be to God. That was a mighty testimony. It was awesome. The word was awesome. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Minister Benjamin, thank God for using you tonight. You did wonderful because today people need to learn that. You got to have restoration of hope. And I like when you talk about that love and that influence of love, because what quite a lot of people don't realize, that love is what gets you through. I don't care how dark the shadow is. I don't care how bad it is. But love will bring you through it. The enemy alone, if you love, baby, that enemy went after Ben. But you have to operate in that agape love that you have. And just like you talk about restoration of hope, what's going on in the world today? We got to remember that we have hope. Hope in the living God. And no matter what comes or what goes, God never fails us. And I love what you said about that. Stand, because God will never fail you. And I enjoy it very much. Minister Benjamin. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Benjamin. We appreciate that word tonight. It was so on time and so on point. And I often pray. And so love is, because God is love, but I pray, Lord, teach me how to love. We don't really know how to love like God loves, but it was explained to us tonight there how that we want our love to look like Jesus, and you have to keep trying and working on it, and unconditional love, because half of the things that we go through in our life is not all about us. It's to point somebody else to Christ, and we have to do it right. And you explain so very vividly how we can get this right. We appreciate that word that was shown to us, given to us tonight, And we ask God to continue to bless you, that you may be, one of the ladies on the line said, transparent. And that's what we need to be a lot of times. Sometimes we get too super spiritual. But when you come down and say, I'm just getting weary. I'm weak with this. I need help or whatever. And that's what God does in his word. And his word is true. He will not fail us. And I thank you so much. And I join in prayer with everybody on this line and giving best regards to you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, Prophet Benjamin. That was an awesome, awesome word on both topics. And I know because Jesus said, if you love me, then obey my commandments. And the flesh want to do anything except that. And not only that, but God is love. So if we expressing something, we have to express the love of God so people can see the God in us. And I like how you came across with love in Matthew chapter 5, verses starting at verse 43. Love your enemies. Pray for your enemies, you know. And because and how you brought it that way. It was a different way when you shared that testimony. You know how real it was and what you was going through. And that was coming from a different direction, you know. And it was just awesome. It was just awesome. And I just thank God. I thank God for the word tonight. And God bless you.
Praise the Lord again, Pastor Prophet Benjamin. You know I just enjoy you always. I just enjoy you. But I thank God for how you was just explaining about the under the influence of how you when you think about it, like things would change, you know, things would change. Like you was talking about how you like when you're under influence, how you maybe doing something like smoking reef or whatever, you know, whatever the problem might be that you be going through, but you got to learn how to walk in love and love your enemies. And so as I was thinking on that, how you were saying that, I thought about how some things that you be going through, sometimes you want to learn how to do it. You don't know how to do it. And just like I was thinking about when you were talking about the lady that she, you know, you was in that situation, and she didn't know. She didn't even know how to do it, and you didn't know how to do it, and somebody needed, you know, to know how to do that or what you was talking about doing. And so the same way it was at my time in my life, there was a time in my life when I was going to school, and I just wanted to learn. You know, I just wanted to learn. I didn't want people to be talking behind my back because I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to get my education and everything, and I was trying to learn, but then I had these teachers that would always talk about me. They would always down me out. And I knew they would be talking about me because they would get in a little corner sometimes. And then one day I passed by them, and I heard them talking about me. I heard them say, she ain't going to make it. She ain't going to never make it. She ain't going to graduate and stuff. But I thank God that I kept that love. You know, I kept that love, and I held on. And I did graduate. I did walk that stage one day. And I thank God for that word that you give me, that they rather pray for our enemy. And yet at that time I was praying, but I didn't exactly know. I was like young in Christ. I didn't exactly know how to pray like I should, but I did the best I could, and I know God heard what I was saying. I know he heard it from my heart. So I thank God for that encouraging word that you let us know that we have to pray for our enemy. A lot of times we might get upset and we don't want to pray for them. We might not want to. I know I say I'm gonna talk about myself because there were some things I had to do today, and Lord knows I didn't want to do it,
But I had to do it, which I did it yesterday, but I had to bring it forth on today. I didn't want to do it, but I did it because I know that I am a child of God, and I must show my love, and I must do what God tells me to do in the name of Jesus. And after I prayed about it and gave it to the Lord, it seemed like different scripts was coming into my mind to be able to go forward, not to be a bad mouth about the situation. Just hold on and just do it with loving kindness. And it said loving kindness is how you draw a person. So I went on and did the situation that I had to do. But I thank God because I know that the word that you always, on that other point you were talking about, God is our hope. And God is our hope. As we walk this journey, he is our hope. And as we rest in him, he will take us through it. I will always say this word, this song, I trust in God. And I didn't know why I was keep singing this song. I trust in God. Whatever the situation might be, I got to trust in God. So I just thank you for that word on tonight because it really encouraged me. There was some more I could say, but I just thank God for you anyway. I always love hearing you speak in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Give God glory. That's the last one. We thank God, glory to God, for the powerful word that God bless the woman of God. It was so much said that there's no need for me to go back over anything because a lot of pieces came out and each person said something. But she already know. I love her. I praise God for it. Thank God for the word and been anticipating and expectancy, like I told her, looking forward for God to bless and move. And he did. Thank God for the prayers that he had her to pray over those two. I just pray that you continue to be inspired and God just maximize the anointing as you yield and avail yourself. And pray that the giftings and the calling that he have on your life just increase and do and just encourage what was said. And then when we can be transparent, open enough to even share to how much more powerful of the testimonies of what God has blessed us to overcome, triumph, and victory. So the way God bless you to set the stage, even with your testimonies, along with powerful as the word, and brought all of it together with such an anointing that it was just an explosion. Or whatever, so we be honest with ourselves and see things where God has blessed to even help us if something's still in us that still need to be destroyed on the yoke. And that thing, if we don't do whatever, it be just like a little bit of something, and just like an apple or orange or anything can be in a barrel or whatever. And if it does not be taken care of, no matter how small it is, it's going to increase and cause, you know, the contamination and to interrupt other things that God may have plans for us in our lives. So we're going to keep things hidden and depressed and try to push it back in whatever when he wants to deal with things in our lives so we can get to that place to walk in the love, to walk in the authority, to walk in the power and whatever like this right here. And sometimes some things we are not effective in and so forth because we got an infection of the things that we won't allow him to go in and eradicate and uproot out of so that way we can get it at the root. So we can be able to have nothing that the enemy can come back in the closet and pull out, glory to God, trip us up as we walk this journey. So it behooves us more and more to yield ourselves, avail ourselves, because God already know it. So let him go in these places to help us. And when the word comes forth to find us out, help us not to be looking at somebody else trying to get that mote out when we got that 2x4 in ours, but help us allow ourselves to get to that place that let his will be done. It may hurt because the flesh don't want to die, but it has to die for God to be glorified. And so forth, we can take up our cross and follow him. So in the meantime, the more and more we yield, the more and more we're going to be blessed, and more the weights come off, the more and more the anointing will flow, the more God can get glory. So I praise God for the word tonight. Bless the Lord. So at this time, we're going to give space for you to have remarks, my dear. Prophetess. Did your call drop? Benjamin.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm sorry. And I heard what you said, Pastor. Now, what did you ask me? I apologize.
Well, it's your time for remarks before we close.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to just be thankful for how the Lord moved tonight. Thank you all for your comments and encouragement. And I have learned just let God be God. In all my situations, he is the I am that I am. And it's just a process. But I am so thankful for how he's taught me, how to work his word and watch the demonstration and power of his word. I thank God for all those that are on the line, those that I've here but I've not seen. And I love you all, and that's it.
Praise God. And I love the thing about your spirit, too, through all these many years and whatever goes on in your life and what about this, God blesses it, turns around and uses it. That's what you're supposed to do in all. But to be quickly, to be transparent about, God, if this is wherever I found fall short of, and then how through life you have used it, God has used it for your testimonies and even in ministry. So that is powerful because so many people are not willing to submit and be open to the Spirit of the Lord or yielding. So one thing, it may hurt and may go through some heavy, and you're going to have some heavy battles that you've gone through, but God has proven himself even more, but he's fine-tuning you even more and more to be sharpened in the Spirit for that anointing to flow. So thank God for you and bless the Lord for you for the life as a testimony. Praise God. I thought Lauren might have came on tonight, but she didn't.
Oh, no. She had some other plans. I didn't expect it when I took the engagement. I knew she had some other things to do.
Yeah, I didn't know whether Pastor Betty came or not either. But however, if they did not speak or whoever the other ones did not say anything, thank God they were able to stay on and hear the word. So that's the most important thing, is that we're open to hear the Spirit of the Lord, whether somebody respond or don't respond. The most important thing is hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and taking in, and then whatever part this applies to our life, we do accordingly. So I do thank God for everyone that came on, and the ones glory to God that was able to contact a little bit later, the ones that were guests of others. We praise God for you. Pray God some blessings upon you. Whatever that you have before the Lord, or whatever endeavors or whatever challenges, we believe in God's healing, his direction, as you can turn to allow him to have free reign and can hold on to faith and walk it out by having patience in him for it to manifest and not listen to no voice but the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, because when we reason and analyze, we get in trouble, but we have to walk out by faith, not what we see, not what we feel, not the five senses. So I just pray God's blessings that your whatever the request that you have before the Lord, it'll be blessed. And many times he answers before we even call. So I just speak blessings upon you all tonight. Pray God just continue to encourage you. Pray you continue to pray one for another. Help us not to forget those ones that make prayer requests. And we just believe in God for his faithfulness to continue to manifest. We don't know what of the future holds, but we know who holds the future. So help us to keep our faith in him and continue to worship him, glorify him. If he's in the room, praise the Lord. What will you do if he come in the room? In his presence is fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the meantime, we're having prayer requests. Not prayer requests. Well, we have prayer requests on Monday night, but we're having prayer intercession. Glory to God on Monday at 7 for those that would desire to join us. Praise the Lord. This man of God and these women, glory to God, have been faithful in praying for some years, and the Lord bless. We don't pray about trying to get a car, trying to get a house, and feelings and emotions and all that. We cover everything that God has given us to cover from on down to the house of God for the believers, glory to God, and for our youth and for our government, for glory to God, those that need a Savior, those that are needing challenges, those that are going through, pray about everything that's going on in our lives, that God may get the glory, that we will stand in the gap and believe him, glory to God, for a change and for transparency, that we will be a people that will be able to stand and be, glory to God, where people will see our life, see Jesus Christ in our life. So in the meantime, let us continue to lift one another up and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. As we humble ourselves before the Lord, he'll do the exalting. So in the meantime, keep the faith. Have a blessed night. Thank you, Prophet, again for accepting the invitation to come speak to our hearts. We will be having on the second Sunday. Oh, Lord, don't tell me I forgot already who was speaking on the second Sunday. I have to make that announcement. Again, we had a lineup, glory to God, for second Sunday, glory to God. We will be having, I know the fourth Sunday, we'll have Elder Ross on the of August. On the second Sunday of September, we'll have Pastor Betty, and on
fourth Sunday. I'm going to have to confirm that with our other speaker, but you will be hearing Prophetess Benjamin again in September. But and Pastor Dainey, I got to confirm something with her and one of our other speakers. I have to make sure I have my lineup, what we're going to do. But every week, every Monday night this month, the Lord has blessed. We are going to have our prayer warriors are going to do 15 minutes in between the prayers. Prayer is going to go on, but it'll be 15 minutes, God giving them whatever message he's given us for the body of Christ. And it will be 15. When we get down to 14, we will say hallelujah. And that means we're not going to carry over no more than another minute. But Mother Willette, our evangelist, will be our first speaker on the first Monday night of August. And then I will be, Mother Alexander will be the third Monday of that week. And then we'll follow through with Mother McCormick and find out from Brother Black and Minister Brenda. We'll also find out how things are going with Pastor Sims, but we want you to continue to pray for her too and the bereavement of her sister. But in the meantime, she has some, things that are happening globally. I'm praying for her body too, to line up. So just keep her in prayer. She has some things before the Lord and, forth medically. Well, we want y'all to keep her lifted up in prayer. But I'll get back with you. And, of course, we will be finding out too what night Pastor Bird too as well. And hopefully everything will be settled down and Apostle Burton will probably join us in October because I'm not sure whether she'll be ready for September or not. So in the meantime, keep those things before the Lord. There will be continuously, when we have engagement on the line, I'll continuously each week share that with you. But in the meantime, we'll have Prophetess Benjamin close us out tonight in prayer, and then you all have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful night and week. Glory to God, and those that can join us, use the same number every Monday night at 7, every second and fourth Sunday of set when we have special engagements. At this time, my sister, once you do that, we are going to close out the line.
Amen, amen. Father God, we do give you all praise and we do give you all glory. Thank you, Father, for that you spoke to us tonight, that how you encouraged us tonight. Thank you through the Holy Spirit, the enlightenment and the understanding, opening up our insight in Jesus' name. And we take this word, Father, and we're just not hearing the word, but we're going to apply the word to our spirit, soul, and body. I just release a blessing on everyone that's on the line. I command the blessing, hallelujah, the windows of heaven blessing to open it up and pour out a blessing upon every household that's represented on this line. Thank you for meeting every need. In Jesus' name, grant them to have a blessed week, a blessed month, a blessed day. Hallelujah. Continue to turn your face towards us and grant us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful week. We love you. God bless. And we'll join back with those on Monday night. Have a good night. God bless.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom, shalom. Walk in the joy and the peace of God. Be encouraged. Amen.
Sherry on.